That's the Temper Trap, Sweet Disposition at Cork's Red FM. It is Victor Barry and Cork Talks back. Your call, your show, your opinion. Talking about Cork City, results of that text pull in. We'll give you those in a while. How safe do you feel? Do you feel safe at all when you go out in Cork City? That was the question we asked, so the results of that in a bit. Some more text. Vic, I've never been out in Cork, but I never will because I'm too frightened to because it's gone so rough. Vic, last month I stupidly walked home alone to Bishopstown from Cork City after a night out at 3 in the morning. Four lads in the car driving past and the car stopped. Three fellas got out, chased me down the Western Road. Scary stuff. If I wasn't quick in my legs, I wonder what might have happened. Town is after getting very bad for fighting, and tomorrow night will be a very bad for night for violence. Yeah, talking about the Leaving Cert, to be fair, to credit to the Leaving Certs, there's never any trouble on Leaving Cert night. Unlike Junior Cert night, which in fairness has got better, but there's never really any grief on Leaving Cert night at all. Okay, so look, what happens if somebody walks you up to on the street and you're on a night out, and what do you do? I mean, can you run away? Sometimes you might be able to, and other times you mightn't have the opportunity to do so. Liam O'Griffin is with us from K2C Martial Arts, and you can check him out online as well, k2c.ie. Liam, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Victor? How are you getting on?
I'm good. So look, I suppose, look, straight into the gritty, as it were. You're out in the night out, you're walking for a taxi, or you're walking trying to get home. Somebody comes up to you. What do you do? For your average Joe who has zero martial arts training, is there a couple of pointers you can give people that might just give them enough time to get out of a scrape or get out of something even far worse?
Well, there is. I mean, with self-defense training or any type of martial arts training, I mean, the whole goal is to avoid the situation in the first place.
Yep.
But, I mean, seeing as you put me on the spot here now.
Sorry, Liam.
if you are in that situation, I mean, if you're faced with no other option, we kind of have a set of rules that we try and get through.
Right.
We do what we call firm action.
Okay.
So it just stands F-I-R-M, F for get free, I for immobilize, R for run, and M is a kind of a fudged up one. We say make your cry for help heard.
Right.
So getting free is all about kind of getting out of that particular. You normally, when an attacker approaches you, they put you in a vulnerable position. Either they surround you, they might circle you. If it's a single attacker, they might have your back against the wall, or they might kind of have you in a dark alley or anything like that. Your first goal is to make sure that you have an escape route out of that particular situation. If it's a hold, if someone grabs you from behind, or if they grab you by the wrist, or if they grab you by the lapel,
right.
You know, you're looking at, you know, techniques or something that will kind of break that initial hold.
Okay.
Our immobilized phase then is breaking something from the hips down. I know it sounds a bit rough now, but actually this is quite important. Not that hard to do either.
Okay.
I mean, like if you give a good kick in the shin,
right.
a lot of people, especially on a night out, are wearing fairly hefty shoes,
right.
Or even the ladies are wearing lethal weapons with the heels. You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, a good solid kick in the shin, maybe a toe stomp, or even just kind of kicking. In that general area can sometimes cause an attacker just to kind of take a step back or even just kind of start licking their wounds for maybe a second or two, which gives you the opportunity to do the third thing, which is to get the hell out of there.
Right.
So you just run. You run as fast as you can in hopefully in the correct direction. You want to run towards a crowd.
Mm.
You want to run into kind of a busy street.
Right.
You want to run towards a bouncer, a nightclub, a shop, anything where the opportunity for the attack in the first place is taken away, you know.
Right. Okay. So the shin would be the target, Liam. So if you are kind of confronted with a scenario, the shin would be the first thing you would be looking at.
The crown jewels is a good target as well, Victor.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, you know. I mean, like, you know yourself. If you got a kick in the shin or in the nuts, you're not going to be running after someone too fast, you know.
Absolutely. And just on another scenario there, Liam. If somebody, and a couple of people have been talking about this already this morning, that if somebody, you just get a punch from, you know, from the back of the head or to the side of the head, or as happened to somebody I knew over the weekend, they just didn't see the punch coming and just came right into the ride from kind of, you know, to the side of them. What do you do in that scenario where you never expected it, you know, it just came at random? Do you kind of apply the firm rules again, or what do you do in that scenario?
Well, I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, the firm rules are like, we kind of develop these and like most self-defense kind of systems would have a version of this. You know, like your first port of call is to just basically get the hell out of there. Or that's your goal at the end of the day. Now, if somebody does take it by surprise, you're going to have an element of shock. You're going to have an element of probably disorientation. If somebody, you know, gives you a belt across the back of the head, you're probably going to be dizzy. I mean, it's like if you're taken by surprise, I mean, your chances go down pretty severely, you know.